thought it was great, and he was really good. Sorry, I got up to put my cell phone in the closet or something.
Sounds good. You can just shut it off, too.
Yeah, I guess that's the big boy move.
Well, hello everybody out there in music video land, and welcome to another edition of the This Week in Music Videos podcast, brought to you by your super good friends at imvdv.com, the Internet Music Video Database, a place where we have some music videos and a list for you. It's all in one big, it's like a Google spreadsheet with a lot of music video links. Is the best way. It's like my elevator pitch for IMVDB. My name is Adam, and with me as usual is Mr. Doug Klinger from Brooklyn. How are you, Doug?
Doing super good. Just looking at our music video list website.
It's just every day we add a few more rows to the spreadsheet. It's a big Google Doc, basically. It just redirects you.
Yeah, anyone who wants to look at it, just see it there. It started as a comment on a blog post.
Right, yeah. This is very important. It's our origin story. Someone who's also has a site that I'm sure has an origin story is Mr. Adam Alexander, Fringe Music Fix. Adam, did your site started as a... I think it started as like one of those puzzles on the back of a cereal box.
Yeah, and then there was a nuclear explosion, and that kind of catapulted everything into a website.
It's the story as old as time.
Cereal-based nuclear explosion, world famous.
So this is a podcast where we talk about music videos, new releases, music video news, and related things.
Any music video news this week?
No, I don't know. We're just everybody's talking about the dress. This has been a big day for the internet. This has been a really big day. We're recording this on Thursday, February 26th, which I think will be a day that will go down in history for the internet, because earlier today net neutrality was one big thing, and then two llamas escaped in Arizona.
Yeah, that's what we decided to use our net neutrality, like, oh, free tubes for everyone. What are we going to do? All the tubes are equal. Oh, it's just going to be fucking llama clips.
And then this dress thing happened, which Doug, you alerted me to, which was interesting.
This dress thing. Adam Alexander, have you even caught wind of the dress thing yet?
No. I've been sleeping since about 4 o'clock. He'll fill me in. What is this?
So a dress was posted to Tumblr by a girl, and claiming that like her and her friends can't agree on what color it is in a picture. Is it blue and black, or is it gold and white? Is the debate. And obviously, as they're known to do, BuzzFeed picked up on this random, probably teenager's Tumblr post, and made the internet stop to talk about it. And basically everyone in the whole world is now weighing in on the color of this dress.
We'll provide a link to it in the show notes. Very important. It's such a weird thing for people to be very obsessed about. So if you're on the internet today, there are many interesting things to kind of take your attention. One of the things that was released today was the launch of the first spin-off IMVDB podcast. We're very excited. And we actually have the two people who are part of that podcast here on this podcast. Imagine that. And the podcast is Music Video Chats, and with Doug and Adam Alexander. And their first guest was Sing J. Lee, amazing directors and videos for Churches and Charlie XCX and many others. So you can find that. There's a new link at the top of the site for podcasts.
Fancy new link.
It works really good. I found the episode and listened to it.
You know,
it was
easy. I coded it with the idea in mind. I wanted it to work at least 70% of the time. So
you're pretty close to that number.
Yeah, we're getting close. This the podcast that you're listening to right now has gone through many incarnations, but We're keeping the episode numbers, so this is episode 145.
And that other one is episode one. That one will never change. That one's going to be exactly what it is forever. We're super stoked to launch that out. And so if you want to listen to it, you could find that up at the top, or it'll probably be, will it be in the show notes? Who knows?
No. So who's your second guest going to be, Doug?
Who's my second guest going to be?
You're an Adam's second guest.
Right. It's going to be the black
one. We've got Gondry lined up, right?
Yeah, right. Billy Gondry, world famous tickle fighter, and he's going to be on to talk about all his tickle moves. So look out!
World famous tickle fighter. If that actually happened, I probably wouldn't. Turn it down.
Yeah, right. You'd listen to that podcast, just like hear about it.
And this is another. I don't know. We should mention this now. But why not, Doug? We should mention that you are now an official full-time Vimeo employee, curator. Round of applause for Doug.
It's true.
Congratulations. Do you get, when you get a, when you are now in a, when you become an official Vimeo employee, do you get any, is there like a shirt? Do you get a badge? Do you get like any kind of secrets that they let you into?
Interestingly enough, there's a tickle fight. So we did that. We had like a whole kind of company-wide kind of tickle fight, and I did it right. Kind of like I got out like back half of the middle.
So when you were just like working not full time, did you just see these tickle fights going on and you were warned that you're not allowed to participate? Is that how?
Yeah, they tried to like, they would start them when I would get up in the other room. You know, if I go to the bathroom, like, yeah. I would walk out of the bathroom a lot and tickle fights would be going on. I get it. I understood.
How are the bathrooms at Vimeo?
They're clean.
That's good. Is it shared? It's not a shared office. I mean, you don't share it with other businesses. It's like the Vimeo bathrooms.
Well, we don't share the floor with other companies, no.
Yeah.
It's the Vimeo bathrooms. But, you know, like, it's a big company.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, it's not as nice as the bathroom at Adam Alexander's house.
No, obviously.
Can't be.
Because you're Canadian, French, so you got a bidet, of course.
Yeah, well, it's bad plumbing, but it works as a bidet.
It's the same function. Just the toilet spitting back at you.
So, Jay, yeah. this is breaking news right now.
Yeah, I got that news, too.
Jason Baum tweeted at us, "Hey, IMVDB, I need a podcast with all the top colors to debate blue and black versus white and gold ASAP. I don't. Who would be on that panel? That's a great. Obviously, I'm blanking on the colorist name. The guy who's like the big cheese colorist.
Hussey?
Yeah, Dave Hussey would definitely be on there.
Yeah, I mean, of course Dave would be there. And then, Nelly.
Right, exactly. And then there's definitely, we have a whole page dedicated to colorists, actually.
Well, we obviously have Derek Hansen on. He's been on this podcast already, so he just come on back.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, that would be really interesting if we had them debate it. There's a lot of, we could talk about that for hours, but we got to talk about music videos. It's very weird. I'm excited about it. I'm excited when stuff happens like that, when people are excited about things like that.
People are excited about weird things, you mean?
Yeah.
It's like, it is, so when I first saw the link, it, you know, BuzzFeed counts the page views mm-hmm. and displays them. When I first saw the link, that dress page view count on BuzzFeed was like 200,000 people. And now it's like 7 million mm-hmm. page views.
So you're saying you got in early. You're trying to tell us.
No, I'm not saying I got in early. I'm saying that in the last hour, 7 million people have looked at that page.
It's really gotten out of control recently.
Nothing in what I was saying had anything to do with me.
We can all see through it, Doug. I'm sorry.
Right. All right. Fine. It is. I was proving to everybody that I got to a BuzzFeed post early.
It's like those people who post like first, or, you know, when I saw this, it was 100 views or whatever, and now it's 500.
Got here before 400 other assholes.
Yeah. So there are. So if you're looking for weird stuff this week, have we got a slate of music videos for you? Because this was a weird, weird, wet and wild week in music.
Such a
videos.
Good week.
Yeah, it's been a great week, but there's some weird, weird stuff in here in all different ways, from very, very serious weirdness, dramatic weirdness, to some really hilarious stuff. So
some really hilarious weirdness.
Yeah, and if you want to find any of the videos that we're talking about, obviously you can go to imvdb.com/podcasts, and this is the This Week in Music Video Show.
Oh, is it out podcasts?
It is now podcasts.
Whoa!
Yeah. Everything.
We should have to talk about that. No, I'm kidding. That's wild.
Yeah, it's well, it redirects you. Even
if you go to /podcast,
yeah.
It just puts the S.
Yeah.
That's sweet. That's nice of us.
I've got a script in there. Should it not be podcasts? Or are you...
I don't know. I feel like this is an offline conversation.
we should have it right now. Are you serious? It shouldn't be podcasts?
Well, I don't know. I don't know if we should necessarily change the established URL. We've got 150 previous episodes where we drop the /podcast name. But if it redirects, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, it's a 301 redirect. It doesn't hurt.
All right,
us
well,
anyway.
There we go. If it's 301.
If it had been
a 302 redirect, no.
Well, the you joke, but a 302 is a real thing. And all the old episodes,
all of
the old episodes redirect as well. So to their
party.
Yeah.
You mean okay. Cause we changed the name of the podcast.
Right. Yeah. It used to be podcast/episode and then the episode number. And now it's /podcast and the show slug and then the episode number.
Right. You guys say, Adam Alexander, you taking notes?
I am. I just wrote down the word slug.
That's cool. He's an Atmosphere. That's the name of the rapper in Atmosphere. Slug.
Oh, really? That's a good rapper name.
Yeah, it's good. He's named after that. He's named after URL.
should we start off with the Alt J video?
Sure.
Yeah.
That sounds like a fun little place to start.
Because as many people as there are different opinions about the dress, I think there might be as many opinions about this video, and I'm talking about Alt J's video for Pusher, that was released this week, directed by Thomas Razzi.
So there are two opinions on this video.
Well, yeah, there's two opinions. so this is a tough to describe video. It takes place in an open field, but open field surrounded by buildings, so maybe some sort of soccer field or whatever. And there's all these bald men in overcoats, kind of standing around in a kind of unorganized circle, and a man walks into the middle of it who has hair, and there are these blocks that he stands
at the very beginning.
Yeah, he stands on them, and then the video, the camera is moving around in a circle and getting closer and closer as this guy starts what looks like preaching. I think he has a Bible. Gets more and more intense talking to these guys. They're not really reacting. They're just kind of watching him. And at the end, he breaks his own neck by twisting it. And you can hear him say some things in French. That is the video. It is a very, very... This is one of the weirdest videos, like, in terms of... Like, I usually feel like I can kind of get a handle of what's going on. I was totally lost for this video, although I think it's an excellent video. What do you guys think?
It's so weird that like all Jay's videos are all over the map. They're all over the map. Like, I couldn't, if somebody were to say, like, describe to me what an all Jay video is, like, I don't think I could do it, because they've been like, there's been some dark, there's been some weird, there's been some like not so dark. They've like dealt with all sorts of different things. They're a tough band to describe. I think like the basic concept of this video is like it's about a guy kind of ultimately like killing himself in public, it's presented as one shot. How many cuts do you guys think? Because there's at one point where it like dramatically transitions from day to night, so that's at least one cut where that had to be. And I think there's a second when the shot kind of goes through a car. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
I think that's the second cut in this video.
But in, otherwise, when you go through the car, you can see a dead body in there.
Yeah, a lady. It looked like, right. I haven't watched twice.
There's also a telephone booth just kind of hanging out randomly there that should be mentioned.
And there's something to the fact that these guys are, like, the guys around him are all kind of basically unidentifiable. You know, all bald guys, all, you know,
like
dressed.
Businessmen, too.
I mean, they're kind of businessmen, like, you would think, because they have briefcases and overcoats and that kind of thing. But basically, I think the point is that they're all essentially supposed to be the same kind of person or, like, you know, kind of like sheeple kind of thing, you know, where it's like everyone's the same. Everyone walks the same and dresses the same kind of thing. Like, you know, they didn't just like accidentally have all these dudes looking the exact same.
Yeah, they showed up and everybody looked
like, oh, weird. All right, well, keep going. One thing I was wondering, though, is it possible to break your own neck? Like in the way that he like it choosing to do that? Can you do that?
I don't know. I think it's... I've always heard that it's technically impossible to, like, to hold your breath and then asphyxiate yourself. So I won, but that's a question of just, like, you know, biology of not of that happening. I feel like if you... Yeah, it's a good question. Would your body react to stop that? Would there be systems that would be put in place?
I feel like it would, too.
I feel like it would. I feel like you don't have, like... It's one of those things. Not to say that it's not, it's still not like a very dramatic and effective moment in this video, but I did think that, like, can you physically do that? And I don't think you probably can. Just like you can't like hold your own breath or something. Like you kill yourself, but you need like a tool.
It's funny that I'd like, you know, obviously I'm of a certain age. I've seen thousands and thousands of hours of violent TV, and I've never seen anybody like break their own neck. And he breaks it in a way that's like, you know, the classic Bond, you know, sneak up on a villain and like, you know, the quick snap, you know.
Yeah, you're right. Just like the real quick. So yeah, I really don't think you could do that to yourself. But he plays it well enough. It's convincing.
Well, somebody in the YouTube comments has a translation of what he's saying.
Oh, like, interesting.
During that. Just a little snippet, and he says, "I'm French."
I guess I'm let go then.
Oh, do you speak French, Adam? What is he saying?
I actually didn't listen closely enough, but that is my main role on the podcast. So this guy has just replaced me.
Do you seriously not? You don't have a translation ready for us?
No, I don't. I did recognize that it was French, but I didn't take the time to translate it.
So he says, part of what he says is, the truth, nor mercy, nor pity. Violence leads to murder after murder. We can't, and then he kills himself.
Is that like a Bible verse or something?
No, I don't think so. Because he's never reading the Bible. He's just like shaking it around. And who knows if it's a Bible or not? I mean,
I don't know that
50
either.
Shades of Grey.
Yeah. The second one, though.
Part two.
Is that called 100 Shades of Grey?
Are we getting two other movies? Is that really what we're doing?
They should call it 50 Shades of Black and Blue.
Oh my god!
Yeah,
no. Does anybody know? Are we? Was the movie that came out a few weeks ago? Was that like just for the first book? Are we doing like a Hunger Games thing?
I think they'll probably. If there are there more.
I mean, how popular was that movie?
It made a shitload of money.
Yeah, they're doing a second one either way, right? Yeah.
Like, well, I guess they need a book. I don't know that there's a series of books. Are there?
There's
if
three
there
books,
is,
yeah.
Definitely. There is?
Yeah, there's three, yeah.
Yeah,
they're
going to
milk it. They'll milk it.
Why wouldn't they?
Yeah.
Zach, milk it.
Back to this video. I just don't I feel like this is one of those things. Somebody had a great line. There's a great NPR interview with Michael Keaton about Birdman on Fresh Air. And he relays a story about, apparently, I haven't seen Birdman, but apparently there's some like ending that's open to interpretation a la, what's that movie? You guys know what I'm talking about. With the spinning top at the end. What's the one with the spinning top?
Oh, Inception.
Inception, yeah. Inception-like ending. And he said, you know, the director said something to him, which was apropos that, you know, there are many interpretations to that ending. as there are, you know, seats in the theater. So, you know, I think it's a fun way to describe it. Like, this maybe just doesn't have a meaning to it. It's all up to us, which is interesting. You know, a lot of music videos, they will kind of tread that line, but they won't go all the way. You know, there's sometimes like a concrete explanation or enough clues to put it together. I don't think there is one in this.
Yeah. Go ahead.
No. Please.
I was just going to say, I read that, that Razzie mentioned that the idea for the video, basically just came from frontman Joe Newman. He thought it would be cool to do something where someone poetically broke their own neck. And I think that, they just kind of filled in the rest. So maybe it doesn't mean necessarily a whole lot.
Well, yeah, it's very like very lyrical in its presentation, like, you know, but it's not like, you know, there's definitely not like a concrete narrative. But like, if that's the driving force, that like they just wanted to see some dude breaking his own neck in a music video in a poetic way, that's what this is. Because like everything else kind of around it is, you know, could be described as poetic. Everything down to like the phone booth and the football field and the dudes who all look the same who are standing in a way that is both random but seemingly deliberate.
If I was going to break my own neck, I'd do it on Splash Mountain where they take your picture. That'd be great.
I would do it with in a room where you can reverse time.
Okay. Yeah. I can see that. Yeah.
So then I can come back to life.
So should we move on, I guess?
Yeah.
There was another video. So let's move on to something a little bit lighter.
I think that's everything.
Yeah.
Cool.
Basically everything. Yeah. That would be.
It's like, let's go darker than guy breaks his own neck after shouting French Bible verses. Yeah, no.
And then
yeah, let's light it up.
This week we got a new Keith Schofield video, which is the first one of. I mean, Keith Schofield is a director who has made some really amazing music videos, but we don't get a lot of work from him anymore. I think he's doing mostly commercial stuff, probably.
Yeah, I would say he's definitely doing a lot of commercial stuff.
The last video, I think we only got one for 2014.
It was a great one.
Yeah.
Is that Bastille one?
Yeah. So, and this video is called "Somebody New" by Joywave. And
Joywave, who had that Daniels video that they co-directed with Zach Stoltz,
right? And so, this is a video that is all centered around skateboarding, and these guys are kind of like a skateboarding gang, skateboarding around. The lead singer is like float. He's like floating on the board. You know, singing with the camera, which is kind of a funny visual. But then they go into this kind of video game mode.
It's very Tony Hawk Pro Skater.
So I've heard that this is... It's, but they'll go into this like kind of video game mode where, you know, they're flying all over the place, or they're like bouncing into walls and stuff like that, or half their body's gone underneath, you know, a certain texture or something like that. And so from what I've heard, you may rightly recognize this kind of style, this kind of glitch style from a number of places. Like if you've ever played Goat Simulator, for whatever platforms Goat Simulator is available on, that's kind of like the glitch style that it's going for.
I think that it's going for like the actual glitches that happened in Tony Hawk Pro Skater when you would play it.
But so what? From what I've heard, that this video is actually referencing a game called Skate 3.
Yeah, I did hear that mentioned as well as a reference point.
Yeah,
but I don't know. Yeah, I don't know either game enough to know which it's closer to. It's probably like both.
Yeah.
Well, where did you guys hear that? And what's Skate 3?
I read it. I actually read it in a tweet from Tom Glunt, who compared it to Glitch from Skate. So yeah, I've heard it. Both.
And if you go to Keith Schofield's Twitter account, he did retweet somebody that said, "By the way, it's nice to see a video dedicated to how glitchy Skate 3 truly was. Magnificent job, guys. 10 out of 10. Would glitch again." And apparently Skate 3, it's a video that it was released for PlayStation 3 and Xbox 360 in 2010. And it's a game that's apparently sort of famous for its glitches. and you know is just sort of well known for being a really glitchy game. Part of the Wikipedia article says the game has become a popular staple of Let's Play channels, which is like the same kind of genre as PewDiePie, where people like play games and people watch them, due to its many glitches, resulting in the game being a high-selling game as late as 2014, requiring EA to issue a reprinting of the title.
And this is not the first time that Keith Schofield has done a music video that involves video game folklore. Do you remember his music video? We don't even have a year for it on the site, for When I Wake Up by Wintergreen. In that video, they like it's all centered around like the terrible E.T. video game. Do you know like the terrible, I think it's for Atari.
There's like the famous, what is the name of that again?
It's called When I Wake Up by Wintergreen. And it's we have 12,000 views for it, but it's from we have it on like a Keith Schofield YouTube account is our only embed. But like basically like I'm having to like remember. I think like they basically like the claim is that like they a bunch of these games were like buried in a landfill because it was so unpopular, and they the concept of the video is that they undig them all. and that's basically like what happens, and they just like undig them all, and then like it ends with them sitting in a room with just like stacks and stacks of that E.T. game.
I had never seen that video before, because that is a legendary story. There's actually, if you get anybody watches The Angry Video Game Nerd, he created an entire movie based around this concept, or of going back and digging up these games. E.T. the Extraterrestrial is 1982 Atari game that is legendary for being just unplayably bad.
We'll link to the Vimeo on demand link of Video Game Nerd.
Does he have a Vimeo on demand?
I think so.
Really? Oh, sweet.
I think so.
The movie does.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Yeah, because I know it was like a feature length movie that they made that you can like you know rent and stuff.
Right. Yeah, I think it's like. But if it's not, we'll cut that out.
This game in itself is I love this game.
Which game are we talking about now? The E.T. game?
No, sorry, the video. The video itself I really love.
Going back to the
the actual music video, yeah.
The Joywave video.
The Joywave video.
Okay, not the Wintergreen. Okay, we're back to Joywave. Yeah. No, the Joywave video is fantastic. And so here's some funny information. I saw Ryan Reichenfeld tweeting about this video, we've got him cast as a skater, but I know for a fact he definitely like was a skate like I can't remember what they call it now, like what they call it,
skater boy.
No skater boy. No, I mean on this video he like served as like they consulted him for skating. Even though this isn't like anything that would have really happened when skating, but it's just interesting because Ryan Reichenfeld is like the go-to guy when you need to make a skateboard video and like incorporate skateboarding into your video, because he also is in the super famous Daniels short film Dogboarding. Because Ryan Reichenfeld's a former pro skater.
We actually have an episode of this very podcast called Dogboarding
with Ryan Reichenfeld.
Right.
Neat. The glitching in this is inspired by, what's the name of the video game again?
Skate 3.
Skate 3. So I got to play
or just Skate. I think, yeah.
Yeah.
It's got to be Skate 3.
Does it?
I don't know. How, you guys just told me the name of it.
I just heard Skate. I don't know. I think the series is probably consistently the same. I played Skate. It looks like this.
I used to play Tony Hawk was our game for Skate.
Yeah,
skate
I played Tony Hawk 2. I don't know which one. I feel like his name was slapped on a bunch of different video games when I was growing up. They could all have just been like different versions of the same, but
yeah, we had a PlayStation version. It was good. It was fun.
Yeah, it's cool, I guess. For a little bit. a fun thing is that this video, Tim Scott commented on this video on our website.
Tim Scott. Yes.
Tim Scott, who I'm really like Big shouts to Tim Scott. Tim Scott commented a bunch on our website this week. One time questioning one of my staff picks. We won't talk about that. But Tim Scott commented on this video too.
Can you clue us in as to who Tim Scott is?
I don't know. He's just some guy who commented on a bunch of videos on our website. I have no idea who Tim Scott is.
He said, "I love how the video seemed lame at first, but then redeemed itself."
He's also the guy who said, "I don't understand why this is an IMDb pick." On the next video, we're going to talk about.
So, well, just real quick,
calling out Tim Scott. He's never commenting again.
So, just a quick note on this video. My favorite element of this video is the fact that there are these tracking shots where the person appears. I don't even know what they're called, tracking shots, but the person is sort of skating along with other people and they're sort of gliding and the camera's moving at the same speed as the people and you don't see the skateboards. So it's a fun effect, but then you start to see like people doing things that obviously can't be done on a skateboard, like playing bass or playing an entire drum kit or playing keyboards and stuff. And Keith Schofield handles it really kind of brilliantly, where they're just really quick little sort of insert shots. And I love those shots. Those are really, really hilarious.
He's so good at like grounding absurdity. Yeah. Like, is he like, you know, some of his videos are nuts and some of them are really great too. I'm really excited that we got to talk about that ET video, on this now. Cause some of his older stuff, do you remember his video where like, I think they basically just like cook meth.
Oh yeah, I can't remember what that one's called.
It's also from the same era of the "When I Wake Up" video, though. But I feel like there's one where they just like cook meth. It's also a Wintergreen video for "Can't Sit Still," mm-hmm. And they just like cook meth. Keith Schofield.
So, oh yeah, I remember this video. Yeah. So what was the one where? There was some controversy about whether it should have been a pick.
Well, it's not a controversy. It's just Tim Scott controversy.
The Rory Seven Sons video?
Yeah, the Rory Seven Sons video.
So let's talk about this video.
We're inciting beef between John Mirsdale and Tim Scott. I don't know if I said John's name right, but you know.
I don't think so. So this video, Seven Sons by Rory, is, I think he's a rapper that released a mixtape last year. That this is the final track off that mixtape. And you can kind of tell because it's almost all instrumental. It feels like a final track, and I love when artists do videos for these types of songs where it's not like a single or like a lead single or whatever. It's kind of like a more cinematic song. The concept of this video is that Rory is part of a gang of kids, basically, of teenagers that are
youths
that go around and steal and destroy people's cell phones because of a seemingly very, very earnest belief that they are doing some sort of rebellious good works in the world, to the extent that I know it's tongue-in-cheek, but this video is labeled as a PSA for something, I'm not sure, but anyway, this gang is styled as definitely like a gang of outlaws that will just go up to any people on the street, snatch their cell phone, and then at the end they burn them all in a car. So they
stomp some of them down.
I think at the end they burn them all anyway. Feel like they're all going in the same place.
Yeah, you're right. So this is a, like, if this video wasn't so beautiful, I probably would be really angry at these kids.
I'm angry at these kids.
But because of how nice it looks, I'm like, God, I don't like what they're doing, but they're showing it to me in a way that makes me like it. So I'm in. I was in for it.
It's a good message that like nobody has to go around and smash people's cell phones. But I think it's a nice idea. We are obsessed with our cell phones.
I don't know if it's a good message. I don't know if we're obsessed with our cell phones. I think we're
I'm definitely obsessed with my cell phone.
I think you're obsessed for what your cell phone gives you access to, and so which is everything. Like
right,
our cell phones are the coolest things that there are. So We're just like
But some,
obsessed with life. So I don't know if
sure.
this is a great message.
But
However,
sometimes I just gotta, you gotta put that shit down and talk to people. And I forget that. This
I
reminded
use my
me.
shit to
So
talk to people.
I called someone after watching it and talked to them in
You called
person.
it with
I
your
called
cell
them
phone.
and then we met for coffee.
All right, that's
But
cool.
that the critique of cell phones being bad because people like look at them a lot is just like feels to be like the lowest like bargain basement sort of social criticism there is. Like I always remember this is like 10 years ago now, but I used to know somebody who lived in one of those like gated communities in Florida, like I think it was called
Sure.
Eagle Trace, and they
Right.
had a newspaper for this like gated community, and
Like the Eagle Trace Times.
something, yeah, exactly. It was like one of those like 4-page papers, and they had like an opinion column by a woman who must have been 90 years old, and the opinion column was called "Just Thinking" with just no G at the end. I don't know what that's called.
Apostrophe.
Yes, the N and the N and the apostrophe. And like this used to come out like once every like 2 weeks or something, and I'd always be excited to see it. And like every single article was basically about how like people were way too into their cell phones. Basically, the gist of every article was like, how about these cell phones that are everywhere? And this is like 2003, so cell phones, we were quite a ways away from the
Yeah, what it
iPhone.
is, and it was, yeah, it wasn't even shit then. It was just people playing like Snake and shit back then. I'm
So
like,
every time I hear somebody complaining about how obsessed people are with cell phones, I go back, I kind of put their face into the "Just Thinking" column, and
right.
think like they should have a community newspaper column because they've got all the answers. Because you're completely right. Cell phones, people don't realize like how amazing it is that we have little devices in our pockets that are so. This is just so transcendent, and in terms of what we can do with them, it's
Right.
amazing.
Right.
So that's the interesting thing though.
Are you
That
just wait?
that's
Are you just thinking? Gotta give us a you
No,
gotta give us a
but
warning.
it actually goes directly into what you were saying. When I watched the video, I was just thinking that Rory's a very don't know
I'm
what
sorry,
happened.
you said "Just Thinking."
You said just thinking. I
Sorry,
don't
Adam.
get it.
Continue. Sorry, sorry.
Yeah,
I'm
so
so sorry.
lost my train of thought.
Okay, let's
So
do it again. Go
yeah,
ahead.
basically Rory's a very young artist. I think he's only 18 or 19, and he's very much in charge of or responsible for a lot of the messages and the lyrics to his music and stuff. So I can't help think that this was probably his idea, and he's definitely of the younger generation who wouldn't share that opinion of like put down your cell phone. That's like grandparents and parents that usually would think that, like the article you read, Adam. So I think it's an interesting point of view from such a young artist that people need to not rely on their cell phone so much.
No, it is interesting. It's just I feel like it's also not something that like I haven't been seeing lately. Like I feel like, it becomes like the pushback becomes just as prevalent as the thing it's pushing back up against. Things take on this thing of like us using technology. It started with Joyce's column in the magazine that Adam read, but it's something that like we've seen people take on before. Not maybe not necessarily in music videos, but I don't think there's anything wrong with like taking it on again. But I don't know if there's necessarily. It goes back to this DC Pearson tweet that he said. He said if you're gonna tell me to, it's something to the effect of like. If you're gonna make me put my cell phone down, you have to give me something cooler than what's in there, or something like that. Oh man, I butchered it.
No, I
Blue.
get the gist of it. Yeah, like if I'm gonna like look up for my cell phone, I gotta see something cooler than what I can see on the screen.
Yeah, right. Cool, something cooler. And you know what? Like, I to that effect, like they do that. It's like I would rather look at a car full of burning cell phones than my cell phone sometimes. That is something interesting. So maybe that's what the ending is. There's a deeper meaning that we located.
It's and Adam, to your point, I think it is interesting, or of where it's coming from, for him to be so young and then to be so young and into this, and it is funny because they're so earnest, and I feel super old watching this and like thinking like you guys are idiots, like because they're like there's these titles that flash up that are like "We are the saviors," and I'm like sitting here like. In my house that I have a mortgage on, like, yeah, sure, you guys are the saviors. You guys just stole, like, that guy was probably texting his mom and he just stole
Right,
his
he's got
phone
like
and
important shit on his cell phone.
yeah, like
My one password.
he's got to go to the Apple store now and get another fucking phone because you guys needed to go on your crusade. But anyway, it's a really beautiful video and
No,
it's
it's fun. I think that we're just like mad because we love our cell phones so much that we don't,
Yeah. Adam, what kind of cell phone do you have?
we have a problem with them being stolen. But like, no, it's not like none of what we're saying is kind of like a referendum on the video. But I don't buy, as a human, don't buy into the fact that we need to not look at our cell phones as much. I think that we need to attach our cell phones to our heads, just like about 4 to 6 inches from our face, and that make it happen. Like, just do that. Like, I don't think it should be Google Glass or anything like that. Like, it needs to be the cell phone, but just kind of get it there. So I don't have
Adam,
to use my
you're an
hands.
Android guy, right?
Yeah, I have a Nexus 5.
So
What's
you're
wrong
not
with me?
excited about the Apple Watch.
No. No
Well, I have an
interest.
iPhone and I'm not excited about the Apple Watch.
I might get an Apple Watch.
What does
Yeah,
it do?
I can't wear
Tells the time?
watches.
So it's got like your basic recipe apps, you keep your recipes in it, and then it's got a really wide array of porn apps, so you can get your watch porn,
You're selling it.
yeah,
Your watch
anytime
one
you
is
want,
good.
yeah,
Does your
and
wrist ever get sweaty when you wear a watch? You get
you know
wristwatch sweat?
I don't think I've worn
The
a watch
Apple
since I was
Watch
12 years
dries it
old.
up. You haven't
Yeah,
worn a
Adam, what'd you
watch
say?
since you're 12?
Do you wear a watch, Adam?
No.
He has a pocket watch.
Yes.
What kind, like a do you keep it in your pocket all the
No, I have a phone. It has the time.
Oh, you're on board with the phone again, huh?
No, but this is the thing. I'm in
Mr.
board.
Anti-phone,
No,
I'm burning my
no,
phone after
no.
this podcast.
I'm on board with attaching phones to my face, but that will not bode well in the world. In the world of finding your significant other, you probably won't find someone who would rather you look at your face phone than them. How's the
Unless you
Tinder
find your
world?
significant other with your face phone, which happens all day,
Yeah.
and you just like FaceTime each other all the time. You never
Yeah.
actually look at each
Yes,
other.
obviously. You've got it. Yes, you've got
How's
it.
Tinder where you are, Adam?
Terrible. It's the worst. There's the total. So far, I've been using it for over a year, and I think there have been maybe 60 people that have come up.
Like
Wow.
in terms of come up, like that you've matched with, or that you can even have
No,
a choice with.
that I've had a choice of to swipe.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I went through
Yeah.
60 today on Tinder,
Yeah,
in New York. No,
I
that's
know.
not true. I
Just
haven't used it
rub
very
it
much.
in. Rub it
I
in.
haven't used it very much. Let's reel this puppy back in and talk about summertime by clipping.
Sounds good. Doug, you want to take us through this one?
I would love to. So this is actually the second video from Carlos Lopez Estrada this week. I just closed the window, so I can't remember the other one he did.
Disco ball.
Disco Ball by Leal, which is also a fantastic video. But the Summertime by Clipping is probably my favorite that he did of the two. And it's also, man, it's up there in terms of the Carlos Lopez Estrada clipping combinations too. They've worked together now for four videos in the last less than a year. And This one's great. It's basically there are like a beach scene, and I'm pretty sure these are just like actual people on the beach that they've imposed. Like the Adam, do you remember the rapper's name in clipping?
Yeah, it's like David Navid or something like that.
Okay,
that's
we'll
something
go with that.
Like.
We'll go with that. Like kind of, it looks like almost torn pieces of paper of his face over these people on the beach's faces, and the effect is really great and like really funny and also weird and kind of off-putting. And then they do some interesting things with it where it's kind of reversed, that like at times you get the clippings, you get the like the, what's the dude's name again, Adam? I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm going to get it right this time. It's David Diggs, just so we don't hurt his feelings.
Yeah, David Diggs, right. You know, you kind of get the outline of his face, and then it looks like almost you see like the part of his face that's been removed to be placed on other people. That's kind of like clear, and you can see what's behind him through those locations on his face. So it's like really great, like fun effect, but also kind of like weird and twisted, that they use in this video. What'd you guys think of it?
And that's perfect real estate for his face phone. They could just slap the phone right into that. Oh,
exactly.
Perfect. Awesome video though. Big fan.
This was a great video because toward the end of the video, it becomes increasingly apparent. I'm not sure if this, how they handled this on the production end, but it becomes clear in one way or the other that the people that they're filming like are just people on the street, like that are not sometimes not aware they're being filmed or starting to become aware that they're being filmed. And but you know, no matter what, you start to realize like how much the eyes and the mouth kind of play into you like putting emotions and things like that with people's faces, because everybody has these eyes and the mouth on, and it just becomes, like you said, Doug, really off-putting and weird. But then there's a part of it where the video just kind of, the music just stops, and we're seeing kind of footage of them being questioned by police and then arrested for doing a music video. The policeman comes out of the car and says, "What are you guys doing?" And they say, "Just making a music video." And he says, "Can I see your permits?" And they say, "Permits." And I'm pretty sure, like, just knowing what I know about, just, I don't know, I feel like that's probably faked. I'm almost positive, unless Carlos got arrested. but yeah, it's just a funny little kind of like side story, because you're along for the ride of this video, and all of a sudden they're getting arrested for making the video. It's kind of funny,
and it's like, it really feels like they just filmed these people.
Yeah.
And I think, do you think they just like have their faces covered enough where that's okay?
I think
where
so,
they were,
yeah,
just where they're just going to ride with it, right? Like they were just going to do it and then cover people's faces enough. Is that the actual rule? Where it's like,
I don't know.
Your face
I don't know
is
if they're
kind of opaque, like.
I don't know if there is a rule. There's a Reddit thread about this a few days ago, actually, coincidentally, about why people can take pictures of celebrities in public. Like paparazzi can do that, but people can, you know, like, you know, demand they have their faces blurred out in footage. I can't remember what the actual reason was, but I don't think there's any like rule like you got to cover such and such the face. But I think this definitely meets it, like obviously, because it covers almost all of their face, his eyes and mouth.
Yeah, it's weird. It does. It is completely like completely covered faces, and like they use people in the news and stuff all the time. So like, and that's all they do. They cover people's faces.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's weird. But
so this is a great video. I love these videos where they've got like a some sort of like visual concept and they kind of run with it and like see how like where it takes them.
Right.
And the funny thing is that it takes them to get being arrested. so I like that a lot. Yeah, and this Carlos Lopez Estrada and clipping collaboration is, I think, one of the more underrated director and artist combos that we've seen in the last few years. They produced some amazing work.
So good. So good. And they've just been killing one after another. Because what was the first one? When was the Work Work video? That came out in May 2014. So in like 6 months, no, not 6 months, but 10 months, like 10, less than 10 months, they've done four fantastic videos.
Which is, that's a lot, yeah.
And I feel like though that like Carlos is kind of like a lot of these are just knockout concept and execution. Like they don't seem like none of these videos seem like they cost very much money. They're just like such good ideas, such strong VFX, and what appears to be probably just like complete, just like either like fantastic collaboration or creative freedom, something like that. That just like a like m makes them so good. Because I've loved all four. I've
And
loved
it's
all
not
four.
just the clipping videos that are awesome either. Everything that Estrada has been doing is awesome. He's knocking it out of the park.
Yeah, totally. The other video, I don't think because we're running out of time already, I think we'll stick to one of Carlos's videos this week, although the other one, the disco ball video, is equally as, I mean, it's really great. Definitely worth checking out.
So one that I think this week cost like a lot of money, maybe the biggest budget video of the week, is Lisa by Don't Stop or We'll Die. Would you guys agree?
Yeah, oh yeah, this is like a huge. I was like, when you started saying that, I was like, what video is he gonna talk about?
You
And
guys,
then I
I'm
realized.
kidding. I'm being
Right,
facetious,
this is
being
great, but
funny
I'm
here.
glad I wasn't sure if you're gonna let this video make the cut, but I'm
Oh,
glad
what
that
are you
you did.
talking about? I can't believe you didn't pick this already.
Oh, you can't believe I did not have BDP pick this?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I know. I got to. I'm gonna do it now.
Adam, did you like this video?
Yeah, I did like it, and it's super relevant right now too, so.
In what way?
Well, it's actually
Well,
it's
go
relevant
ahead
for
then.
an unfortunate way,
Yes.
that one of the three members of Don't Stop or We'll Die, Harris Whittles, died last week.
Is it one of the guys in the video?
Yeah,
Yeah.
he's Harris Whittles is a executive producer of a comedy writer on Parks and Recreation,
I
and
didn't know that was the same guy. Wow.
yeah, that's this guy. That's the one of the guys in this video. So this video is amazing and really great. But yeah, it does have that kind of like, and I figured we'd mention it, but I kind of just wanted to like focus on the how great this video is in terms of what we talked about. But yeah, that's Harris Whittles is in this in the band, along with Michael Cassidy and Paul Rust.
Wow, that's that. So the obvious. Oh, I wonder how long ago they filmed this.
Yeah, I'm not sure what the timing was, and but it also explains where, like, kind of because this is kind of like a huge kind of comedy cast, and it kind of in this video, and that kind of explains how some of the like connections were made.
So, Adam, why don't you take us through? Adam, I want you to take us through the plot of this video because I want to hear the description.
Well, basically, it's three pizza delivery guys who they're delivering some pizza to a couple girls. Lisa is one of them, and nobody really wants pizza. They want puppies instead. And then there's some crazy stuff that goes on with a pizza that turns the mayor's head into a dog. Spoiler alert. That's the thing.
I think they turned the mayor into three dogs, which is
Yeah,
weird to
there's three dogs.
distribute.
Yeah. Three dogs stacked on top of each other within a suit.
I think one important plot point, which I think is really important to the whole video, is that they're sort of beamed onto Earth from a spaceship.
Right.
And the great thing is that the pizza that they like distribute like is like looks cold and kind of old and like it's not meant to look like even remotely appetizing. So when people are just like standing there holding a pizza, and then I've always found like the pizza's one of those really weird things because everybody likes it and everybody is supposed to like it, and it's like especially in the United States and Canada, it's like a universal food
It's
that.
almost like over the top loved at this point,
Exactly, yeah.
where there's like you see like people be like my boyfriend is pizza, that kind of
Yeah.
thing. I think that's Adam Alexander's Twitter bio.
Who are you talking to, Doug, that says that?
It's just, on t-shirts.
It's on Tinder. Or
something. Yeah, that's weird. So, but the idea, but just the idea that this food that is just like you know, a crust and some sauce and some cheese, like it's just like deified in everybody's minds as being like the kind of the be all and end all of like fun and interesting food. So right. When they take this and like the pizza is just like kind of like hanging there limply, like not even trying to look even remotely appetizing. I found it's like that one of the funniest kid, parts.
The first kid that they give it to, and it's like, it just looks so sad.
Yeah, but it's weird because like you see them and like holding these pieces of pizza, and you're like, you're supposed to like pizza, like you're supposed to love that. Like they're supposed to be happy. So when they say that they want puppies, you like I don't know. I was like, ugh, really like. Those are both great things. Those are both things people are supposed to love, and they just want one of those. I thought that was really kind of a clever part of this.
It's just it's so ridiculous. Yeah, it's so ridiculous. And the mayor that they turned into the three puppies, we should mention, is played by Todd Glass, who we've had on this podcast. No, we haven't. but he's great. He's a funny guy.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I like the roller skates too. It's important. We got to tag this video with roller skates.
Yeah, it'll be that and the Hero Murai video for.
It's good. No, let's not forget. It'll be that the Hero Murai video and then Rollerblades by Quez.
That's right.
And then Priority Weekend, which also has some great jam skating. Our roller skating tag page is great. Okay,
yeah, it's pretty. It's, yeah.
It's six videos, but they're all great videos. So hopefully see a roller skating trend start to pick up.
So I love everything about this video. And I didn't know that I heard the news about the Parks and Rec guy, but I didn't know that this was him. I guess I just didn't know what he looked like. So yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I guess he was a stand-up comedian, mm-hmm. But largely like a writer and like behind the scenes guy and a Twitter guy.
He was on Parks too as a recurring character for a few episodes. He was one of the animal control guys.
Oh, interesting. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
He invented Humble Brag.
Right.
Which is neat. I
don't know about you guys, but like I'm kind of like stressed out about what to do with like what my 401k matching level should be. Should I be matching the full 4%, or should I just do like 2? Because 2's still pretty good. You know, like I'm super stressed out about that.
Fuck.
That was my attempt at a humble brag. Was that what a humble brag is?
Kind of. That could work. Or it could be like this thing where it's like, oh, I'm at this event with all these celebrities. I guess someone must have got fooled to think I was a celebrity.
That's a much better one, yeah.
That's one of my actual tweets. I just read one of my tweets.
Adam, what's your humble brag if you had to come up with one?
Man, I'm on the spot again.
Yeah.
Was that one? Did I just do one?
No.
No, it didn't work. You know that you're a host of a podcast. So being on the spot's part of the gig.
I don't know. I got nothing for a humble brag. I'm sorry.
That's your humble
true,
brag.
That's true Canadian.
That's a humble brag though. That's
there you just go. Humble
brag. That counts.
Nailed it.
I got nothing for a hashtag humble brag. All right. I said celebrities.
Mm-hmm.
So let's wrap it up with a music video that features a celebrity. How about that?
Sure.
Okay, so that could be that. So that's going to be Big Sean, Dark Sky, because Big Sean's a celebrity. No, we'll talk about flight facilities, guys. I was just joshing.
Okay.
Although the Big Sean video is fun, and he is a celebrity. But no, let's talk about Down to Earth by Flight Facilities.
Right.
Shall we?
Let's do it.
Okay. Have you ever guys heard of the actor Sam Rockwell?
I have, because he's credited in the video. Tell us about him, Doug.
Do you know? Have you seen any of the movies that he's in?
He was in Confessions of a Dangerous Mind, as well as, hold on, I'm looking at his filmography here. He's in Moon.
Ooh. Yeah, he was great in
Moon. The Moon Man. He's the man in Moon.
That's right. Okay, yeah.
I actually really like Moon.
Okay, who's in Cowboys? Yeah, he was cool. A doctor in Cowboys and Aliens. Okay.
Yeah, he's a big boy. He's a big name actor.
Yeah, he's definitely played a lot of. I'm just looking at his thing here. Nothing I recognize. Nothing I've seen, but.
You've not seen any of these movies?
You've seen The Green Mile.
No, I haven't seen The Green Mile.
Oh, you should.
Give it a look. You haven't seen Iron Man 2?
No, I haven't.
You haven't seen any of these movies?
No, I'm looking through them, and I'm sorry.
you haven't seen a single
No way. He was in the original 1990 Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
That's the one you saw.
Yeah, that's the one I saw. That's like the third.
I mean, that's the one Sam Rockwell movie you've seen is Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
1990.
You didn't see Moon?
Did not see Moon. Oh, I saw Cowboys and Aliens.
You shouldn't have.
Didn't we see that, Doug?
Did we?
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, I saw that movie. It's terrible. That movie's terrible.
Yeah, that was kind of dumb.
I like convinced myself that I liked it after I first saw it because I had just paid money to see it. So like I had to.
So Doug likes all the movies that he sees.
I paid money, so I loved it. Anyway, let's swing this puppy back around to Down to Earth by Flight Facilities, directed by Rhett Wade Farrell, and starring Sam Rockwell. And so the concept of this video is Sam Rockwell is at a diner. And
empty diner.
What?
Empty diner.
It's an empty diner. And he looks like a nerdy man. He's nerdy. He's got a Hawaiian shirt on. And he's got glasses. And...
That's what I'm wearing right now.
Adam was watching this video and realized he's literally the exact same
clothes. It's like he's looking up at the video, like down at his shirt. Up at the video, down at his shirt. And then when like Sam Rockwell starts to dance... Adam just stops the video and climbs underneath the desk. So Sam Rockwell, as I just revealed, starts to dance after he's a nerd. He rings a little bell. Nobody comes to help him. So he takes it upon himself to start getting down. And Sam Rockwell is a fantastic dancer. Did anyone know that before this video?
No.
I know that. He did some dancing on Fallon, I think, on a late night show, and he was good.
So did you change it from Fallon because you weren't sure?
I'm pretty sure it's Fallon, but I'm not going to bet money on that.
No. Well, we're not asking you to bet money.
What the fuck? What is this? So I didn't know this, that he could dance, but Claire Marie Vogel commented on our Facebook post of this video. And it's from him in Charlie's Angels dancing, and he's got moves there too. He has not learned these moves between Charlie's Angels and now because he had them then.
So we can kind of trace it back to when those we know an approximate date of when the moves happened,
right? Or we know when we ruled out a period of time in which it happened. Right. So, better moves, Sam Rockwell in this video, or Christopher Walken in Weapon of Choice?
No offense to this video, but Weapon of Choice.
Yeah, right. The Weapon of Choice. Yeah, I agree. I agree.
Adam? But
Sam Rockwell's got some moves.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, Weapon of Choice. For sure.
Sam Rockwell has got the moves.
But this is good. These are some moves. This is way better than I could even imagine dancing.
I always love the origin stories of videos like this, though, because it always takes someone knowing Sam Rockwell in some weird way that's like outside of production. I feel like,
right? It's important that you know who he is, kind of like just in the exact same way that it was important that you knew who Christopher Walken was in Weapon of Choice. Like, Weapon of Choice would not be the sort of iconic video that it is now if it was just like somebody they were like the casting agent was like you and that's all he'd ever do.
Like just like some man the same like age and demographic of Christopher Walken.
Exactly.
Like with the same
work. Yeah, like it's a like store
brand some other 60-year-old man.
Yeah. No. It was important that it was him and it's important that Sam Rockwell here. It just gives it a different layer. I mean, that's why do people get actors and actresses? Why is it important that Tom Hanks played Forrest Gump, you know? Or why, you know, because objectively, if you think about it, like, if you really wanted to, like, get lost in a story or a movie, you would think, like, logically, like, oh, we should just have all people, like, people aren't going to recognize, because then they'll think they're the characters and they'll be able to enjoy the movie more. But it's just the opposite. I mean, we love seeing people that we know and that we, like, know the identities of acting as other people.
Like, know everything about them.
Exactly, yeah.
Like, just, like, their inner whole life. Just, like, dig through all their shit. Yes. Tell me every fucking thing. Let me see their babies. Mm-hmm. And then, but, like, when I really want to see them, make them someone totally different.
And then when it's, like, a role that we, like, when Dakota Johnson got the role of the girl in Fifty Shades of Grey, I think most people didn't know who she was, but we're like, all right, we can, like, fuck this person's life up. For, you know, like, if we're gonna, like, get into this movie here, we gotta know who the person is, we gotta know some shit about her.
Like, who can we run through the ringer who's already knows well about the ringer? Oh, this yeah. girl.
Totally.
Totally.
But this video was good. I don't think it's in the same genre as the Weapon of Choice video, right? Where it's sort of a magical world become, like, we start, like, firmly in reality and magic happens, which is kind of like a subgenre or like a 30,000 feet genre of a lot of music videos, I feel like.
The subtle difference, though, is that Sam Rockwell doesn't walk into this place as Sam Rockwell. The Christopher Walken Weapon of Choice video is Christopher Walken in that video. Like, he's like Sam Rockwell is set up kind of like a character here.
Right.
He's a nerd who walks in this restaurant.
Totally, yeah.
Is he a recognizable enough actor, Sam Rockwell? I mean, Christopher Walken, isn't he? So there are different levels, right?
Yeah, that's an interesting thing. I would say that he's not a household name, but he's definitely an actor that as soon as you see him, you recognize him from something.
But maybe we romanticize Christopher Walken because, like, maybe not everyone knows Christopher Walken either.
No.
In terms of his name.
But he's a similar actor where someone, like, you see him or hear him and you know who he is, but his name might mean nothing.
But part of the act of, like, recognizing him is important. Or just, like, being cool enough to recognize him, right?
Like, I feel like part of this video relies on you knowing who Sam Rockwell is.
But it relies on you being cool enough to know who Sam Rockwell is. Because if you show this to the person who wrote the Just Thinking column, who, you know, RIP, she's probably dead right now, if we're being realistic.
Sad. That's really sad.
But, no, she's, women live longer than men. It's fine.
She's doing fine.
Right, she's doing fine. And so she would be like, okay, there's a white man in his late 30s dancing in a diner, you know? But if you're cool enough, if you know the hip stuff, if you saw a moon like me, then you're like, oh, that's Sam Rockwell.
That's my boy Sam. Yeah. I had a poster of Moon.
And you show it around, and you're like, you know who that is? It's Sam Rockwell. You may not know who he is because he's not, like, super duper famous, but
he's
Exactly. Well, I instantly recognize him because I know who that is. That's like a huge, I think, a totally underrated aspect of so many things of like the how cool and validating it is to look at something and understand it and kind of, like, congratulate yourself for understanding it.
You know what else makes this video great?
Hmm.
Tim Scott commented on it.
Yeah, but this is a tough one. This is Doug, could you tell us what he commented?
Tim Scott's comment is, this video captures exactly the way I feel about
then nothing.
And then nothing. So I don't know if he sent it early accidentally, or if that's he means that that's the way he feels about nothing. Like, this video, it doesn't tap into any emotions.
He accidentally the internet.
Can we get Tim Scott on the podcast?
I would love it. Tim Scott has used our comment feature more than most.
Yeah.
And so for that, we really do appreciate him. And if you're listening to this podcast, we'd appreciate it if you did the same. Follow Tim Scott's lead and comment all up on these vids. Just sign up for Discuss. Is that how you pronounce that, guys? Discuss?
For a long time, I was saying Discus, but I believe it is Discuss, yes.
Discuss probably makes more sense.
You don't have to even have to sign up for Discuss. That's why I like Discuss. You can sign in under your Twitter, your Facebook, a bunch of other different things if you want.
Right. And go engage with Tim Scott. Or if, Tim, you're listening, keep doing what you're doing.
Yeah. We love even the verbal abuse. Tim is not giving.
Yeah, bring it on. What, like second guess our IMVDB picks at every turn.
I agree. Sometimes I second guess Doug's, but you know what? Whatever. It's just like,
yeah, this coming from the guy who picked that Coldplay
video. Yeah, I was just I understand.
Walked into that one.
So where, Doug, can they find, if you were to tell people where they could find information about the links and things we've talked about on this podcast, where could they possibly find that theoretically?
I feel like there's two places they could go. Feel like they could go to ivdb.com/podcasts, uh-huh, or they could go to ivdb.com/podcast. And
are you angry that I changed it?
No, I'm not. I'm just calling this a callback. Okay. I read the Second City Comedy book on sketch comedy.
Which is very important for our podcast, yeah.
It's very important, and I'm calling back. This is the third time we've now brought this up, which wraps the whole sketch up, and now people can laugh and know it's over.
And you know what, guys? It really is over.